VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Welcome to the CNN 10 News Report. I'm Leela. Disorganized concert leads to audience injuries and deaths. Sad news out of Houston, Texas today. Flowers and candles have been placed on the sidewalk by NRG Park as a memorial for those who died on Friday night, November 5th. The timeline of events is grim. An audience of 50,000 had gathered to watch Astro World Festival, a music concert with rapper Travis Scott headlining and Drake. Shortly after 9 o'clock, Scott was getting ready to perform when thousands of people rushed toward the stage. Those already at the front had nowhere to go as more people packed in behind them. As Scott began his performance, the situation grew worse. Some people were crushed against each other or were trampled by the crowd. More than a dozen were hospitalized, and 8 people from age 14 to 27 had died. 2 audience members told CNN that rapper Travis Scott did in fact stop the concert multiple times to point out that people were hurt. Despite a relatively large police and security guard presence, the audience's cries for help couldn't be heard over the music. By the time the show was finally called off, hundreds had already been injured. A criminal investigation to determine who's at fault for what they're calling a mass casualty event is underway and will likely take weeks, if not longer, to conclude, says the Houston Police Department. Many lawsuits have been filed against Travis Scott, Live Nation Entertainment, and concert promoter Scoremore. Some of the lawsuits are claiming gross negligence, saying that the concert promoters did not do a good job handling safety. However, it has been reported that the organizers did put together a 56-page-long event operations plan, which included details on who could call off the show and how to handle a mass casualty event. But it failed to include a specific strategy for dealing with surges in the crowd. This despite the fact that just 2 years ago, 3 people were trampled and hospitalized at this same festival. Bubble barrier blocks 86% of plastic waste from oceans. According to the World Economic Forum, 8 million tons of plastic waste leaks into our oceans every year. What that looks like is an entire garbage truck being dumped into the ocean every 3 minutes. As much as 80% of it comes from coastlines and rivers in the world's cities. While there are a number of global efforts to clean it up, other efforts focus on preventing the plastic from getting there in the first place. One of them is a bubble-powered catchment system. Francis Zoet, chief operating officer at the Great Bubble Barrier, points out in today's video that, quote, if you see some of the rivers in the Netherlands, but also in Spain, in Indonesia, you can tell that this problem in the oceans, it's being created by us. If we can stop it closer to home, it also becomes more visible. Zoet and other team members have found a solution that incorporates well into the ecosystem without hindering other existing activities. The simple solution of using bubbles to create a barrier in water flow was easy to install in a canal in the Netherlands and, according to its creators, has been effective. The bubble barrier stops up to 86% of plastic waste from ever reaching the oceans. Basically, it's a tube that is placed diagonally on the bottom of a waterway. The tube has lots of tiny holes in it. When air is pumped through the tube, bubbles rise, blocking any plastic that floats at the river's surface from flowing past. You can see in the video how an additional compartment is set up to collect the waste before it's removed and finally processed. And now, our sentence of the day. As much as 80% of it is believed to come from coastlines and rivers, and there are a number of efforts being made around the world to clean it up or prevent it from getting there in the first place. Let's look at some vocabulary from the sentence. Coastline. This means the particular shape of the coast, especially as seen from above, from the sea, or on a map. For example, the Atlantic Ocean Road along the Norwegian coastline is one of the most unique drives in the world, with 8 bridges in roughly 8.2 kilometers. Effort. This means physical or mental activity needed to achieve something. For example, the amount of effort needed to keep a new business alive within the first 2 years can be enough to stop most people from even starting. Last, prevent. This means to stop something from happening or someone from doing something. For example, after the fabric is dyed, it's washed in a color fixative to prevent the color from running or fading. Today's CNN 10 video left me with some gray area questions. On an individual level, we are expected to learn from our past mistakes. How do we increase the scale of this to larger groups of people, companies, corporations, and even countries? How do we stop repeating history? We tend to look for complicated solutions because of the disbelief that anything could be fixed simply. And yet, one of today's stories was a prime example of a simple solution being the best one. Where else can simple fixes improve life around us, if only by first, doing no harm, and second, helping us get one step closer to an ultimate goal? These are the questions that come to my mind as I consider the gray area. I'm Leela, and that's the news for now.